Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend, and Loretta Dignam is in from the menopausehub.ie. Want to talk today about menopause at work, because so many women are still working. We're working until a later age every single year because we've got this blooming mortgage to pay off. And I suppose maybe years ago, women almost had the luxury in that they didn't have to work for so long. So when they were going through these symptoms of menopause, at least they were at home, or they could take the day off or whatever. But now you have to face through it. You have to go into work and do the presentation and go to the meeting and do all those things. And you might be in the middle of having the hottest flush you've ever had in your life, and you're standing up there. And I'm sure you were telling me there, Loretta, you would have to do presentations for work. I can only imagine what it must have been like in the middle of the menopause.
Yeah, I think women are obviously more women in the workplace, which is fantastic. There's actually 571,000 women in the 45 to 65 year old age group in Ireland. So that's our kind of menopause, perimenopause age group. There's 350,000 in paid employment. So that's a significant number of women. And they would be going through, and 80% of those would experience symptoms, as I said before, and 45% would experience moderate to severe symptoms. And I think as generations go by, we're willing to put up with less than our parents did. And you're right, our parents may have been in the home. Whereas now women have, you know, fought very hard for gender equality, for equality in the workplace and so on. And at 51, which is the average age of menopause, a lot of women are, you know, in the peak of their career, or they're coming back to work, maybe having stayed at home to rear their children. And so menopause in the workplace can be a difficult time for women. The typical reaction is, you know, if you mention it, there's a snigger, you're considered over the hill, past it, a bit of a, you know, a crazy old lady.
But hang on a second here. The whole world are talking about mental health. And if anybody has a mental health issue, you have to be so careful about that. A lady has the menopause, is going through the menopause, and people are sniggering.
I'm afraid that is the case. However, I think menopause is having its time right now. And in 10 years' time, menopause in the workplace will be where mental health is in the workplace now. So I think it is about breaking down the taboo. It's about education. Education is key to everything. I go out and do talks in workplaces, and I do talks about menopause in the workplace. I also have worked with the INMO, which is the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, to help them with their position paper on menopause in the workplace. And they've urged the employers in the private and public health sector and the unions to develop work-friendly policies for menopause. So, yeah, I mean, when I was working, I didn't tell anyone I was going through the menopause, and I had my, you know, layers on, cardigan on, off, jacket on, off all throughout the day.
Because you're freezing and then you're roasting.
Oh, yeah. Well, when the surge of heat, the power surge, as people call it, comes up from the centre of your body, it happens so fast. It's so intense, and you can't get your clothes off quick enough.
Now, and do you think you're going to faint, or what? How do you
feel?
Well,
now, I didn't, but other women would feel that, can feel that. And like the tops, the roots of your hair actually get wet. Do you know what I mean?
So you sweat so much.
Yeah. And the makeup.
So your hair looks greasy.
Yeah.
You're falling apart.
Off and you're hot and bothered. And sometimes to the outside world, it doesn't look as bad as it feels. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it does. And women go all red and everything. Now, so we had little fans at our desk because there's always a row over the temperature in the office. So we had little fans at our desk. Making a presentation when you're going through a hot flush can be very debilitating, let me tell you. And you can lose your confidence. You lose your concentration, etc., etc.
The brain fog, as you mentioned.
The brain fog is another thing. Women say, I'm in a job that requires a lot of detail, a lot of attention to detail, and I just find the brain fog difficult. Or losing their words in the middle of, you know, a presentation and so on. So it can affect you in very many ways. If you haven't had a good night's sleep the night before, which happens, insomnia is huge in menopause and perimenopause, then that affects your performance at work. And a woman who's been performing really well all of a sudden has this dip in performance. And I think really workplaces do need to take this into account. There needs to be work-friendly policies. The sickness and absence policies need to be adjusted to include menopause. There needs to be, you know, plenty of cold water around nearby. If you surprise places that don't have cold water, women should be able to adjust the temperature, sit beside a window if they need be, or have a fan at their desk. There should be rooms where you could go to, you know, take a break or whatever.
Get yourself together,
exactly. Yeah. And in addition to that, if women have uniforms as part of their work, that they be given additional pieces of uniform so that, you know, if they're experiencing sweats and hot flushes and everything, that they have access to greater turnover.
Do you know what? These are the simple things that that you wouldn't even think of unless you're going through it. What would happen if you were to ring in and tell your boss, I'm having a really bad day with the menopause, can I take the day off? What would happen?
I think it depends. I think it depends on your boss, but I would imagine most bosses would be speechless and wouldn't know what to say. I imagine the woman who does that is brave. She's more than likely going to say it's something else. And I think that's why education of managers is really, really important, no matter their age, because at the end of the day, everybody has a mother, a sister, a peer, a daughter, a cousin, or whatever, who's going through menopause. And that's why I go into workplaces and do these talks. And it's about educating the management, because the women are fairly well educated, but it's about how do they broach this subject.
Wouldn't it be great if every office and every workplace had somebody that you could go to, you know, someone that you could talk to like that, say the message would go back to the boss without you necessarily having the embarrassment of going in and saying, look, this is why.
That was the other thing I was going to say, is that workplaces can appoint menopause champions. So it may not be your boss, because you may find that difficult to have that conversation, but you could go to the menopause champion, explain what's happening, and they could liaise on your behalf. So that's why I think when we start putting these in place, that in 10 years' time, menopause will not be the taboo that it is now.
Oh, that's absolutely super. This might sound like an absolutely ridiculous question, but are there any gadgets or gizmos or anything that can help with these symptoms?
Well, there are definitely gadgets and gizmos as to whether they help, the jury's out. But my personal experience, so in my 3-year anti-HRT phase and quest for solutions, I bought everything and anything that I could that would help me through the menopause. A bit gullible, I might add. But anyway, so I tried sage, black cohosh, dong quai, all of those, evening primrose, blah, 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 all of those different things. And the one thing that I bought that I kept as a souvenir is a magnet that you buy for your underwear. And it's a little purple magnet.
Sorry. A magnet that you stick in your knickers.
That you stick in your knickers. And you buy them in Boots. And they're called Lady Care magnets. I paid €35 of my good money to own one of these magnets. And I put it in my underwear. Now, some women have told me they work fantastically for them. And to be honest with you, if that's true, good luck to you. They did not work for me. And what happened is I went into the supermarket. And when I picked up a wire basket, it stuck to my to my magnet.
Oh, I can't breathe. Are you... And the beeper, the alarm beeper going off in the shop as you walk out the door.
And when you pick up...
It's my knickers.
And when you pick up a trolley, you know the thing that you put the money in, the chain, that sticks to your underwear. You're going around the shop trying to get it away.
Oh, stop it. Well, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. So don't bother buying... How much are they?
€35.
Are there any other gadgets you can buy?
There's a new one that's just come out from Lady Care, actually, and it's €120. But listen, ladies, honestly, someone's going to ring on, I betcha, and say they bought it and it works brilliantly for them. And if that's the case, then, you know, I rest my case and it works for some women. But it just did not work for me.
Would you reckon... Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that, but just the thoughts of you getting stuck to your trolley... Loretta Dignam from themenopausehub.ie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for highlighting this really important, unspoken about issue.
Well, it's been spoken about now. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.